Blog Talk Radio.
How old I am. Run DMC, boys, pioneers of the game. Got to show them a little love tonight with just that type of move. Got lost to that song for a minute, thinking about some, you know, catch some flashbacks from back in the days when things was good and not as crazy and psychotic in this world as they are now. But I guess that's for another day, another show. Just want to say welcome to the Knicks Post Game Radio Show, you know, to one and only Double G. It's rough tonight, man. You know, we lost. Game just ended. So all of us got some, you know, different comments with about, you know, what the hell happened tonight, you know. Whatever the hell is going on, you know, with Derek Fisher firing, Phil Jackson, whatever it is. If you feel like you want to, you know, discuss something about the Knicks, whatever it is on your mind, please feel free to pick up the phone. The number to call, if you want to holler at your boy, you know. Just whatever it is you want to explore off your mind. That's what I'm here for, man. 347-884-8201 is the number to call. If you want to holler at any of us, you know, if you want to holler at me, I'm sure I'll have some of my Knicks fans will be calling up. How do you say this? Yesterday we went over Derek Fisher getting fired. Knicks fans, all of us, you know, we share different opinions. That's not a bad thing all the time. Good to hear, you know. How my fellow Knicks fans feel about, you know, what's going on, what happened to Derek Fisher, you know, Phil Jackson, just the general stature of what the hell is going on with the Knicks. That's what we do. We share opinions here. We don't care if we agree to disagree. We respectfully do it one another. We get at one another. You know, we can do that in a respectful kind of way, but, you know, we're going to show, you know, show love to one another. It's just you're sharing thoughts, man. There ain't no problem, like I said, with, you know, agreeing to disagree with each other. As long as we do it in a respectful manner, I ain't got no problem with none of that. But, yeah, another loss tonight for the Knicks. New head coach, you would figure, wow, maybe they would come out a little excited tonight. A little more energy, a little more focus. Phil Jackson's talking about it wasn't just Derek Fisher. The reason he approached some of the players and made them, you know, made it obvious to them that he wasn't happy with them. That it wasn't just all Derek Fisher's fault. Of course, the coach always takes the fall, takes the blame. The way things go in sports now. Players never get held accountable. But they always demand shit and always want shit. Problem tonight, man, plain and simple. Again, the same thing we talked about last night with Derek Fisher. They got off to a horrendous start. You can't do things like that, man. It's crazy. You thought the new coach, like you said, it's what we've seen from Derek Fisher. He didn't have them prepared. Yo, he didn't have the Knicks prepared. I didn't have them ready to go. Well, it's obvious tonight they weren't ready to go. They took their ass till halftime to finally wake the fuck up. Same thing with the Piston game not too long ago. Same thing, Denver. Same thing, Milwaukee. It's the same shit. The same shit has been happening the last 10 out of 11 games. Yes, we get happy about the comebacks. The Zillion, we almost came back from the biggest deficit last week. Tonight we come back from double-digit lead again. Washington comes out well and bombing away from three-point land, running up and down the court on us, blowing us out the building. I'm sitting here and I'm saying, Wow, new head coach. I thought this was Derek Fisher's fault. Then at halftime, they woke the fuck up. This team fucking drives you crazy, man. It's incredible. It's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde with these motherfuckers, man. Aaron Afalo tonight played 38 minutes, scored 11 points, 2 rebounds, only took 7 shots tonight. Had that big play at the end of the game where it looked like, you know, at first it's going to be a 3-point play when he was driving to the basket, but it, you know, they went to the replay, this new replay rule now. Go to now, and the refs, you know, decided he was out the circle. It was obvious he was out the circle. So instead of getting the opportunity to get a 3-point play, he got charged with an offensive foul out on the follow. So that's what really, like, melted it. And then you still had chances at the end. Galloway had a chance. Man, if that would have went in, that would have just it would have just been what the Knicks are. It's just crazy with this team, man. They send you to the hospital. Your heart beats different beats. Your brain, your energy, you go nuts with this team. You get stressed. You're pissed. You go into a cheering mode. Then you go to a unit. Then you always find a way to say, what the fuck is wrong? The first half, they look like a fucking sixth graders. And then the second half, they come out. Fucking look like they're some all-stars playing together, chemistry, moving the ball. They can't find that way to play on a consistent basis, like I said last night. Night in and night out. Can't get fucking blown out early in games and expect it always to go, we're going to come back, we're going to come back. Nah, you got to match that energy right away, man. Got to take care of that shit, man. So like I said, I'll go into the follow. Okay, Jose Calderon played 28 minutes, scored 0 points. He only took 3 shots, I mean 4 shots. He was 0 for 3 from 3-point land. He had 5 assists. All right. Carmelo Anthony, 12 for 22 from the floor, played 36 minutes, had 13 rebounds, 33 points, 2 assists. Mel had a good night. Porzingis dropped 20. So the guy I was saying, he's got to be the second option behind Melo. He has to shoot more shots than Afalo and anybody else on his team every night. He has to. Because he's a capable 15 to 20 point scorer. He got passes, so Porzingis took 14 shots tonight, second most on the team. 20 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Robin Lopez had 14 and 8. Good, but he was minus 11 when he was in the court. Porzingis was minus 1. Melo was minus 1. Calderon plus minus was minus 7. Afalo minus 11. Langston Galloway played well again, coming off the bench, 14 points, 4 assists, 5 rebounds. So he had 2 steals also, and Kenny Seripin actually contributed something tonight, 8 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds. Shasha Vukovic, wow, nice, 6 rebounds tonight. Didn't score no points, but Lance Thomas coming back from the concussion thing, 2 points, and Derek Williams dropped 6 points. So hopefully Thomas will get back to scoring a little more, playing a little more. He played 10 minutes tonight probably because of the concussion thing, but it's what it is, man. As I said, any of you callers out there, feel free to pick up the phone. The number to call is 347-884-8201. Excuse me. Whatever it is you want to talk about, let's do it, man. 3-pointers killed them. I'm just looking at them stats right there. It was obvious, but Washington, like I said, they ran up and down the court. Knicks couldn't control it. 3-point land, the Wizards were 17 for 25. 68% they shot. No, that was 16 for 26, sorry, and 17 for 25 from the free throw line. They shot 51% from the floor for the game. The Knicks shot 53% from the floor, 30% from free throw line. They were 8 for 26, so there's probably the difference right there. 8 for 26 compared to Washington, 16 for 26. So they made 8 more threes, so that's definitely the standout. What looks like tonight, the obvious stat that stands out tonight, man. That John Wall is crazy, man. It's a problem, another problem that the Knicks have until Galloway comes in the game. And Calderon can't stop these guards with that are out there right now. They're just too fast for them. They're too quick. They get into the paint. They cause havoc. That's a problem that this Knicks team has. You know, just right off the top, not singling him out, but it's just very obvious every night when they go up against good point guards with speed, man. Calderon suffers, man. But, John Wall is nice. He does it to a lot of cats, but Calderon just doesn't have it, man. And that's, another thing that just stands out to me. So it is what it is, man. I don't know what to say, man. Kurt Rambis, is he going to change anything with this team? We would surely hope so. I don't know exactly what it is he's going to change. Maybe some of y'all could tell me. I just look for y'all to play hard, be focused, be ready to play from the start of the game, you know, at jump ball. Not wait till you're down 20, you're down 30, you're down 15, you're down 17. You can always get back, but like teams always do it. Teams get up big and then the other teams make a run, but it's just too much sometimes to overcome. You can't expect every night to come out and say, okay, we get down double digits, don't worry about it, we're going to come back. Really? They just have to find a way to get back together, cohesive, like they were looking like that week we were playing. Was that just them catching Lance Thomas and Derek Williams and them having a high point at their season and playing well, along with Porzingis and Melo, you know? They need everybody. The Knicks need everything to go right on every night. It's sorry to say, they need everything to go right. Everything. They're not one of them teams that, hey, we can afford to have a few turnovers. We can afford to have missed free throws. We can afford not to get beat down court after made free throws and made baskets. We don't got to run back. We don't got to start playing until we're down 10. They got to get out that habit, man. Players, coaches, they have to, man. That's the only thing I can say, man. You know, I know there's going to be things that go on during the game that you can't set up a game plan for. You can't predict. Ball bounces different ways. Players do things on the court that, you know, you have no control over. They just need to show up every night, man. That's the bottom line with this team. Just show the fuck up, man. Come ready to play from start. Jump ball. Boom. 2-zip. 5-zip. How about we start getting up early on teams? Always playing from behind. Like I said, it was a valiant effort coming back. Same thing like with Detroit. Same thing like with Denver. Same thing like with Milwaukee. Same thing where we always make these comebacks in the third and fourth quarter. We fall short. I don't know what to expect the rest of the year. It's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde with this team. So a lot, man. You know, I've been through it for a lot. Been through it for years. You just don't know where to go sometimes with this team. You don't know what to. You watch, and you say, Jesus Christ. What the fuck is going on, man? It's tiresome, especially when you've been going through it for years with this team. You say, yo, they give up 35 points in the first quarter. You say, holy shit, this is incredible. The first thing that came to my mind was I said, yeah, this was all Derek Fisher's fault, right? I thought the new coach was supposed to improve this and have him ready. Yeah, look at the score. And then obviously, you know, they came back, so... Can't say it, but that's the first thing I thought of. I said, oh, shit, here we go. Knicks are down 15. I thought this was Derek Fisher's fault. Kurt Rambis, first day as a new coach. You know, most teams in any sport, the minute a coach gets hired, usually teams find a way to get a little motivated to win. Didn't happen tonight. John Wall busted our ass. We didn't have no answers. John Wall. Melo had a great night. Porzingis had a great night. Like I said, always, he's got to be the second option every night. It's got to be a follow shoot more than him. Can't be Kyle Lavone. Nobody else. Porzingis has got to be the second guy on this team behind Melo, man. He's Robin. You know who Batman is? He's Robin. Don't disrespect Karen or Father, but Porzingis has got to be that dude who starts to take a little more of a leading role. Can he do it? I don't know. He's a rookie. We're 50 games into the season almost. Has he played 50 games before? We got 30 more to go. Is he just reaching a stretch? You know, he's going to have some bumps in the road. He's young, but look at his numbers tonight. Like I said, Derek Fisher had him rotting on the fucking bench for a while some nights. The Porzingis sitting there in the fourth quarter. So I'm like, yo, what is this dude doing, man? He's the second best option behind Melo. Throws him in the box. He can beat you up top. He can take you to the hole. Shoot free throws. He can dribble a little. He does this. The Aaron Afalo in the box doesn't work a lot. So that's just my opinion. Like I said, man, all you Knicks fans, you know, feel free to call up. You know the number? It was 347-884-8201. I'll be getting some phone calls in a little while. But let me see when the Knicks play again. The Knicks the next game. It's not tomorrow, I don't think, right? So let me see. Got to get out this funk, man. I was happy a week and a half ago. Knicks were rolling. Beat three playoff teams in a row. This team might actually do something. Got all of my fellow Knicks fans a little hype. Knicks, we're going to make them playoffs. We're going to make the playoffs. We're going to make the playoffs. Well, they're still going to have to hustle their ass off. Without question, they're going to have to hustle their ass off. And they're going to have to find a win streak. They're going to have to. If they're going to be seriously trying to make the playoffs, they're going to have to go on like a 4 or 5, 6-game winning streak. They're going to have to. Do I see anything now that makes me believe that? No, it's kind of hard because we're in a rut right now, in the middle of a losing streak. But I wish they could just get back to how they were playing, man. Before, it's like how you lost it. You had the medicine. You had the remedy in your hand. You had the perfect formula. You went on the road, beat the Hawks and some other teams. You're like, damn, these Knicks ain't that bad this year. You know, we all expect a little more from 17 wins, but we were like, yo, the Knicks ain't that bad right now. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Melo's playing D. Melo's hustling. Melo's rebounding. Porzingis got everybody. The Knicks just, they were looking good, man. Derek Williams, Lance Thomas, as a team, they were looking good. And they just, like, they dropped the ball, man. The medicine was inside of it, and they let the ball roll down the hill. It's unbelievable, man. It's stressful as a Knicks fan. It's stressful. You see, if you've been an old Knicks fan like I am, you've been waiting for a long time. It becomes tiresome. You get worrisome. Like, damn, is this they ever going to get it done? There's a lot of Knicks fans out there. We go through a lot of shit. A lot of Knicks fans argue and go crazy with each other, battling, debating coaches, players. When can we ever have something just get on the train, sit down, read your nice newspaper, and have a nice ride. Smooth. Everything is smooth. I remember those good old days with them Knicks, man. It's like I'm searching for that shit again, man. I was proud. I mean, I'm still proud to be a Knicks fan. I always will be until I'm not here no more. But I used to be real proud. I mean, it goes to the modern-day athlete, too. And not the same modern athletes as the guys they were 25 years ago, 20 years ago. Patrick Ewing, Oakley, them before that, Bernard King. Those are like my Knick heroes growing up. Bernard King was my hero. Came and played every night. Taped up fingers, swat them, bust niggas' ass. But I started watching the Knicks in like, what, 76. Michael Ray Richardson, Ray Williams. I remember Marvin Webster, Bill Cartwright. I remember when Trent Tucker was running around. I remember when Ernie Grunfeld was running around in his tight little shorts for the Knicks. Lewis Orr, Rory Sparrow, Chuck Robinson. Oh, Lord. Thank God you guys didn't see some of those Knicks teams, you young cats. Oh, my Lord. And then finally, Patrick Ewing came along. I mean, Bernard King came in and after that era, I would say after my 70s, Bernard King, then it was Bernard King and them. Oh, my God. He was the king of New York. He was the only legitimate thing the Knicks had, man. And some of them games against the Detroit Pistons and the Bad Boys, man, the playoff games, I'll never forget. I'll never forget my boy BK dropping buckets on dudes. Come here, Vinnie Johnson, hold that. Come here, Isaiah, hold that. Yeah, Bill Laimbeer, whole lad. And after that, just went to a little buddy, Patrick Ewing got drafted, and then I got real happy. I said, wow, it's like they're going to do something. Bernard suffers an injury. Knicks ownership, Knicks management feels like he can't come back from that ACL he suffered. Ah, Bernard won't be the same. I'm sure technology was good back then, but as it is good as it is now, 30 years later, might not as be. And they let Bernard go. And what did Bernard King do? The Wizards? The Bullets, I should say. Busted our ass. He was the missing piece. He came back just like Bernard. It was stupid that Knicks management didn't realize his work ethic, his desire, his hunger. You knew he would work hard on getting back. That was another big moment when the Knicks traded, when the Knicks didn't re-sign Bernard King. Broke my heart. Blue John Starks them came along. Rest in peace, Anthony Mason, Chris Childs, Frank Anthony, old man's Charles Smith. He came at the end, but those were the next good old days. I'll always remember them battles they had with the Indiana Pacers with Rick Smith and the Davis brothers. Crazy. Reggie Miller, Mark Jackson for you. Smith, Rick Smith and Antonio and Dale Davis were crazy. Battles with Oakley, Ewing, and Mason, those, and you were allowed to get away with shit back then. So the battles underneath the basket and the picks they were setting and the shoulders they were throwing people driving to the hoop, those were some big boys battling down there. I always remember Alonzo Mourning and Patrick Ewing, the battles they had, because Alonzo Mourning... Excuse me, I got a little head cold, but everything's going to be all right, man. So just bear with me. I'll always remember the Alonzo Mourning, Patrick Ewing, Miami Heat, battles. Then when P.J. Brown came, got down with the Heat, little scuffles we had, with Jeff Van Gundy rolling across the floor, launched on his dude's leg. But the battles. To watch Patrick and Alonzo, friends, just go at it like warriors. They would treat each other like they didn't like each other out there during the game. And that's the way it was supposed to be. After the game, you can go to dinner, hug each other, whatever. But when they stepped on the court, it was all memories. And after that, as Ewing started getting older, Knicks had a chance in 2000 with Latrell, Allen, Larry Johnson, Marcus Camby. That's when Patrick Ewing had messed up his wrist. When Alton Lister pushed him in the back one day in Milwaukee and he fell before at the end of the season, damaged his wrist, and Patrick couldn't make it back. Because if Patrick Ewing would have been healthy, man, in that series, at least to help out and nullify one of either David Robinson or Tim Duncan in his prime, both of them beasts. Larry Johnson had a back problem, couldn't give you, he tried, but he couldn't really do nothing. You could see it in him. So the Knicks were suffering little injuries. So Trell and Allen Houston were murdering cats. San Antonio was just too much, man. Too much. Guys like Sean Elliott and them chipping in. Mario Ellie. They had the dudes, man. Those were another Knick memories. Then the Knicks went into a shell for a long time. Then Stephon Marbury came along, the Marbury era. Just hasn't been good over the last 15 years, man. Maybe they're still jinxed by the fact that they traded Patrick Ewing. Ewing was never supposed to be traded by the Knicks. Never, 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 never. That shit broke my heart. We're supposed to retire a Knick, and I still feel there's some sort of fucking whammy on us. Whatever the fuck it is, it's still on us. He ain't supposed to be wearing no motherfucking Orlando Magic and a Seattle jersey. Now, bad Patrick Ewing looked in that green. How bad he looked in that Orlando blue. Shit broke my heart. This is crazy, man. I don't know, man. Like I said, you seen some of the stars at the game tonight. Russell Wilson was chilling with his baby Sierra at the game. team, our man Dellin Betances from the New York Yankees. Sad, man. They watch the team lose, man. We need to get the garden back rocking, man. The formula. What is Phil gonna do, man? What is Phil gonna do, man, to give us big fans what we finally deserve? Big fans that have suffered. We deserve it, man. The true Knicks fans. We deserve that smooth train line, trade line. You know, the train line. You know, the train in the morning is smooth. Feeling good. Knicks won. Knicks are looking good. Talking about good things in the newspapers. I mean, a lot of people don't read the newspapers no more on your phone. Everything is good. You're in all your social media groups talking Knicks are rolling. Knicks fans need good times again, man, because they're loyal. They're crazy. And the real ones deserve happiness. We understand there's going to be a little stress involved with everything when it comes to your sports teams. But some drive you more crazy than others, and the Knicks do it for me. Shit. The Giants do it for me, too. Not as bad, because the one thing about the Giants, the difference between the Giants and the Knicks to me, I've been to ticket day parades for the Giants, going back to Lawrence Taylor and them in 86. I've been to ticket day parades for the New York Yankees, going back to Reggie Jackson. I've been to a Rangers ticket day parade in Manhattan. But the only thing that's not done yet to totally fill my sports resume is going to a ticket day parade for the New York Knicks. It's all I'm waiting for. Yes, you want your teams to win every year, but when the other teams like the Yankees, the Giants, they've won. The Rangers haven't won a lot, but at least they've won. I haven't seen the Knicks win anything. Yes, I see them playing two championships against the Rockets and Spurs, but I want to go to a ticket day parade. That's what I want. Well, a lot of y'all want to go with me. So like I said, man, we're going to soon find out what the hell is going to go on with the Knicks, with Derek Fisher being gone. Now Kurt Rambis running the ship. We'll see where the boat takes us. I don't know if some of y'all heard Phil Jackson's, you know, press conference today, the little one that he gave describing, you know, why he fired Fisher. Some of us have, you know, opinions, you know, fucking with that crazy chick. That was probably one of the first times, man. That bitch is straight lunatic. Been following her for years, even, oh my God. In the video, she's not normal. And I don't know how any right man, like I said, I don't care how, whatever, any kind of freaky thing she does in bed, how good she cooks, how much money she got. No regular dude can't deal with a chick like that. Just can't, man. You can't make a kind of decision like that, man. It's bad. I don't know what he did, man. Whatever she formed, her magical powers over him, whatever she did to him one night in the hotel or something, whatever it is, she blew his mind away. Hook and sinker, she threw the fishing rod, she wheeled it in, she got him. And that was a real bad sign, that incident with Matt Barnes. That was like step one, like, whoa, this is crazy, man. He's supposed to be hearing this about my coach. You would figure Derek Fisher is smart enough. Like I said, any men and women make with the weirdest decisions when it comes to men and to being with people. Craziest decisions. Shit is not normal. People will go for the strangest people. You could put stop signs and alerts and red lights in front of some chicks and some dudes and say, no, leave this one alone. Stop. Do not get involved with this one. Warning. You could put warning labels on. Warning. If you sleep with this guy or if you sleep with this girl, these are the repercussions of what's going to happen. These are the things that come along with it. She is a straight psycho. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. Anybody normal doesn't fuck with psychos. Kind of tells you something about you, Like, really, Devin Fisher? Things are that bad for you? What do you see in this chick? Like I said, some people say love is in the eyes of the beholder. Who the fuck knows, man? I just know that chick is a lunatic. He should have ran fast, like Forrest Gump for her. That has nothing even to do with the Knicks. That's just for your own your own personal safety and well-being. But, hey, you know what? They can both be happy now. The Knicks owe still owe Derek Fisher money. I mean, that crazy bitch can do whatever the fuck they want now. Now everything, the ball is in Kurt Rambis' court. So, crazy bitches, man. This world is filled with crazy chicks. Chicks will fuck a dude up, yo. Crazy. Those are other topics that I'll be definitely getting into, you know, coming soon. How men and women make the strangest choices of getting together, sleeping with people, and then fucking finding out these people are trying to kill you, they're trying to kill your kids, they're trying to fucking, the crazy shit they do is stabbing each other, burning each other up, killing each other's kids, babysitting. Crazy, man. It's like, I see it in my neighborhood all the time. You know, like I say, I don't label everybody. Most of these chicks don't want a good dude, man. They really don't, man. They really don't. They want to get with the thug, the gangster, the loser, the guy who's going to only do nothing but fuck your life up. He doesn't bring nothing to the table. What does he bring to the table? Guns, crack? Oh, he brings money. Oh, he'll pay your bills. Oh, shit, along with welfare and Section 8. Oh, shit. That's the dude I'm getting with. It's sad sometimes, man. I see a lot of chicks money, but even sometimes, not even the bum bitches. I can understand bum bitches looking for a bum, you know, some leech to squeeze off of. Crazy the mindset of bitches around my neighborhood. I said bitches. That's what they are. The ones that are fucking. They're not women. They're not females. Some bitches, man, they're out there fucking using dudes. I just don't understand how people don't make smarter decisions before they get involved with people, man. Give a test to each other. Get to know a motherfucker. Get to know a person. Get to know each other. Decisions people making these days, man, it's unbelievable. People have kids with people you know, they shouldn't be having kids. Problem that's running around. People that can't even take care of themselves don't have the common sense or smarts to be a productive member of society are breeding kids. You know how you have to take a test to drive a car. You have to take a test for most jobs. You have to take a test for a lot of things before you can do it. It needs to be a test. You need to be tested, quizzed, go through an interview in order to have a kid. Like, for example, if some chick wanted to get pregnant, you and your man would have to come together to the office. So my question to you, both of them would be, do you work? Do any of you work or do the both of you work? Boom. Are you financially capable of providing food, shelter, and home for this child without government assistance? If the answer is yes, and they show proof of it, then it's all good. Okay, that's you passed it so far. You got both not criminals, but felons. Got to be some sort of test. You can't just tell a chick who's. It's like telling somebody, there's a lot of chicks out there, they're just idiots. How the fuck is an idiot who's got nothing on welfare herself having kids? What is she, how is she benefiting the kids she had? How is he benefiting from her, that young child or children? For a mother who sits home every day, doesn't do shit, depends on the government to live, depends on other people to live, lazy, no motivation, no desire. It's like a breeding program. It's unbelievable, man. I look at a lot of these kids and some of these neighborhoods, and I pray for them, man. some of them, you look at who their parents are, and you say, that kid doesn't have a chance, man. It breaks my heart in my neighborhood sometimes. I see some kids, and I knew if they were in just different circumstances, different situations, it'd be a lot, they'd be a lot totally different, better people, some of them. I know some parents who breed their kids to be animals, to be gang members. They support that shit. They approve of that shit. It's hard when you, every kid should have the opportunity to have a good parents. Good parents, a secure household, food, be brought up the right way with morals and values and see hardworking people. To become good people in this world. Got a lot of men that are not capable of being fathers. You got a lot of women that are not capable of being mothers, shouldn't be mothers. You got some, definitely a lot of, on both sides of the fence, there's a lot of people walking around on planet Earth that should not be having babies. It's just an honest fact. It's not nothing like that's made up. It's not being chauvinist. It's not being racist. It's not being nothing. It's keeping it real. There's a lot of motherfuckers walking around here today that should not be allowed to be having babies. I see it firsthand every day. I'm sure a lot of y'all see it firsthand. And know people, know disrespect who like that, they should not be allowed to be parents. We see a lot of videos on YouTube. We hear a lot of stories in the news about people, the things they do, these parents. Go to some of these sporting events now during either high school, grammar school, kids' sporting events. And you look at the violence that goes on from the adults, the supposedly people, the parents who are supposed to be teaching these kids, by example. The brawls and the massive violence that they get into with referees and other fans over a football game, over a basketball game, over a dance event, over anything for kids. Sad, man. Like I said, in my neighborhood, it's truly unbelievable how many young kids, healthy young kids, 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, living home with mommy and all that, with EBT cards and all that, with welfare cards. It's like, really? Now, they'll stand on the corner all day in front of the building or the park and all that, but they won't go look for a job. But if you're missing one of them checks, they'll certainly get on a train to go down to the welfare office to find out what's going on with their check. But they won't get on a train to go work. Buffing these inner cities, man, it is rough. Your kid can be easily sucked up in a minute. And it's hard because, there is some circumstances of good people who are trying to raise their kids. I know some single parents who work hard, have to work one or two jobs to try and take care of their family. Can't be around their kids all the time. Just because they got to pay bills. They got to put food on the table. They believe in having morals and values and not being lazy, not living off the government. Can't be there to teach their kids, all the time for advice. If a parent works two jobs, comes in, eat, goes to sleep, got to get the kids ready for school, got to hire a nanny or something, spend the money on that too. It's a struggle, man. And all results to people not making good decisions about having kids, man. You got people who are having sex that probably shouldn't even be fucking having sex, man. Because they want to fit in. Or they want to take advantage of what our stupid government has provided for these people. They don't do this shit in no other country, man. Only the USA. I know I've skipped from the Knicks to, talking about some other shit, but it's what it is. It's just scary what's going on, man, with our young generation, man. And there's got to be ways, man, for at least to help some of them. It's got to be a thought process change. This whole thought process has got to, with these young kids, is unbelievable, man. The attention they seek, the things that they do, the stupid things they do, and then they'll cry when they're in a police precinct. cry when you're dead inside of a funeral home, and that's where a lot of them end up. Sad, man. I don't take the easy way out. A lot of these kids now, they're not brought up on hard work and dedication gets you where you want to go to. Not brought up on that bullshit. Some of them don't even know where their fucking parents are. See, at least when I was growing up, I had my moms, my pops, I had grandparents, I had aunts, took care of me, I had my friends. Friends' mothers always checking me, watching out over me. Neighborhoods were more like a neighborhood. Community raised a child. Well, my, you know, I grew up in a community. It's not a, it's, there's no, unless you live in some really nice neighborhood, maybe, there is no communities no more. You can't have community events now. You can't, people are out to hate on each other, stab each other in the back. He ain't trying to be your neighbor. Crazy, trying to climb through your window and steal what you got. Everybody's battling everybody. It's just really sad what our world's turned into, man. The racism that exists in our world is crazy. The news is brainwashing people. The mainstream media, CNN, CSNBC, Fox, other mainstream media news places have totally, and this is from the left, it's all come from the liberal left, brainwashed the whole fucking society almost. A lot of people are brainwashed and falling for bullshit, man, because you know what? It's not being reported the whole real news. They're very selective in what they tell you about in the news. They only pick out certain stories to tell in the news, what they want you to know. But if you do your homework and you look around about all the news stories in the world and a lot of the hypocritical things that are going on in our country, it's crazy. It's crazy. People have selective outrage in our country. And I'm going to have to do another, I'm going to just have to do a whole show on that shit one night about everything. The selective outrage people have, people being brainwashed, people not realizing that the hierarchies that run our country want us to be divided. Because if we didn't stay divided, because as long as we stay divided and pay attention to hating on each other, they can get away with doing whatever the hell they're doing to destroy our country and rob us. Because they knew if we all got together as one, I know that'll never happen. Not everybody's going to get on the same boat together. Some people are just, that's from going back to Jesus Christ, I understand. Certain people are just going to hate each other. Sad part about life, but there is people out there, plenty of them that exist. We said, I said, man, everything is like asswards right now in our society. Everything. It's sad, man. It's just that we only hear negative shit. People get brandished into this negative state of mode, this beast mentality. For example, I'll get into it for a little bit. With CNN, CSNBC, all the other mainstream media will do, they'll twist stories. They'll never, on certain stories, especially about racism, they never give you all the factual information. They enhance racism. They'll bring a white guy and a black person on the show to debate each other. And then the black people sitting home watching the white guy, like, for example, the young kid who got shot laying on the ground. The cop shot him like 13, 11 more times after he hit him, the kid with the knife. Or the Michael Brown story, or any of the major, you know, race stories that went on the news last year. What they'll do is they'll bring on a white cop or somebody white that's going to support the cop side of the story, and they'll bring on someone black that's going to stand up for the black person that was killed. And they'll argue on television. And people sitting at home watching that shit, watch it. And then the white people say, look at this black person. See, they always defending shit, doing shit criminal. And the black people watch the white person, most of them. See, the nerve of that white motherfucker to say, look at this, another white guy standing up for a white guy, even though he murdered him. They brainwash you. Now, I'm not saying that story, I was just using that story, the incident. Now, I'm not saying that story, that cop was right. No, I'm not saying that. I was just using that as an example, the news stations do on stories like that. They never tell you the whole when a white kid is killed by a cop. They never tell you when a Spanish person is killed by a cop. They never tell you when a black person is killed by a black cop. They won't report that on the news. But they will report a black person that's killed by a white cop. They'll go crazy with that, and they'll enhance shit. They start the fire. They'll report that shit 24/7. You won't see that on the news a lot. Won't be no big stories. Won't be no protests about that. Spanish cop killed a Spanish person. You ain't going to see that shit on the news, big stories about that. We've fallen into a mode where now we only pay attention to when black people are shot by a white cop. When a white cop kills a black person. Then all of a sudden we've got to have all kind of protests, riots. It's fucking crazy, man. And it's sad to see the news, supposed to be people report the truth, doesn't report the truth. They want black and white people to fight. It's great for their show. It sets their agenda to the liberal government controlling them. That's all they want them to report. And that comes along with selective outrage. As a nation, as human beings, I know it's probably will never legitimately, realistically happen. Supposed to be outraged anytime anybody's killed by a police officer maliciously or for no reason, not for no reason at all, but, you know, when used over excessive force and kill someone for no reason. We should all be outraged as Americans. But that doesn't happen. The Black Lives Matter runs around, kill cops, kill this. Some of them should be fucking shot for the shit they say. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter doesn't care about black people. They don't care about white people. They only care about them fucking selves. These fake-ass motherfuckers who never show up nowhere when a black person kills another black person. Won't show up when where were they in Oregon when the guy with hands up, don't shoot? Mike Brown, remember that shit? Well, look at the dude in Oregon. Cops murdered his white ass. Wasn't no protest about that. Wasn't on the news for that long. Wasn't no big story. Outrage. It's killing our country. It keeps us separated. The news should be reporting everything, but they don't because they're controlled by Obama and his liberal government. Obama loves this race shit. He's racially divided this fucking country, man. Crazy, man. Everything is always reported in black and white. Why can't it just be a human being shot another human being or so this dude shot another dude? It doesn't fit the agenda. Doesn't get ratings. People don't get sensationalized by that. And we should be, man. Just like when any cop, any good cop, theory about all cops after black people kill black people always is bullshit. It's a bunch of fucking bullshit. Has cases happened? Hell yeah. Undeservingly? Hell yeah. But it's not all cops. There's a lot of good cops out there. I personally know a lot of good cops. Good motherfuckers. Good dudes, man. Do their job right. Protect our community. Good dudes, man. So there's a lot of them. You see, so there's a lot of good cops, but they don't want to report that. They don't want to reward. They don't want to report the mainstream media when cops do good things for citizens. They don't want to report these things. They'll never show that shit on the news. They want you to believe all cops are evil and bad. So that's why I don't believe shit that the news tells me. I'll watch it sometimes with stories just to see how fucking stupid it comes on or just to see the lies they're promoting. How they try and fuel shit. Bring Al Sharpton on. Bring Jesse Jackson on. Bring some white dude on and they let them argue and go at it. People people always jump to assumptions before the facts come out too in cases. So judgmental right away. Well, social media, Twitter, Facebook, over YouTube, everybody's so judgmental until all the facts come out. They already got people who are innocent proven guilty, claiming they're innocent. Our society's all fucked up, man. It is, man. It's sad because it's like we're all asleep. I have no way of knowing how it's ever going to happen. I wish I would just wake up one day and a miracle would happen. It would be beyond a miracle. Maybe not. And people just to start looking at each other and we're looking out for each other, man. As human fucking beings, stop killing each other, man. Government has all this shit set up, man. They'll let you sell the drugs in your neighborhood. They'll let you bring them guns in the neighborhood. They'll let you kill each other. Because it's good business for them. Hell yeah. Let them sell drugs. We'll lock their ass up. Send them to prison. Like I've always said, when in the United States of America, when more jails are being built than schools, that shit is scary, man. Not something like, oh, yeah, whatever. That shit is scary, man. Are they teaching everybody to fail or succeed? Are they really trying to teach everybody to be good, productive society members and have no crime? No, they want crime. Shit, they got to meet quotas. Got to fill up my prisons. Got to fill up jail cells. So we want you to commit crimes. And it's sad that a lot of people fall under the trap. You got to get out from under that shit, man. You got to wake up and realize, man. It's crazy, man. It's really sad. A lot of things going on in the presidential debates. You know, President Seward, all these people going crazy over that. Donald Trump, Rubio, Ted Cruz's dumbass. Fuck that motherfucker, man. I'm from New York and I'm saying it. I don't give a fuck what you said about my city. Me and my city say to you, fuck you, fucking faggot. Stay out of our city. We don't need you here. I don't know shit about New York. Everything, man. People protesting the Oscars. It's always something bad, man. Always something. It's crazy, man. That shit. Tired of hearing stories about things happening to little kids. Little kids getting shot. Little kid getting burnt up. Little kid getting hit by a car. Little kid dying because of some faultiness by his parents or the people that are supervising him. It's fucking pathetic, man. Listening to these stories of kids being killed in a household, stabbing off another young member. Like, I read this story the other day about this chick. I think it was down in Virginia or something, somewhere, where this young lady had three kids. I think one was 9 years old, the other one was like 5, the other one was like 3. She decided she had an urge that she had to go out clubbing. So what she did, the dumb bitch that she is, decided, I'm going to leave the 9-year-old in charge. I'm going to leave a 9-year-old child in charge of my other 2 children. My 9-year-old, who can just barely still wipe his own ass, is now going to be responsible. He's supposed to act like an adult and watch these 2 other parents while her mother goes out and drinks Henrock and shakes her ass and rubs up on some dick. She couldn't resist that urge. It was more important for her to get dressed up, rub her fucking ass on some other dude's dick while she's drinking Hennessy, get fucked up, than to be a responsible parent and stay home with her kids. You hear stories about chicks. I leave for the weekend. I read about the story, too, about this chick who left for the weekend because she wanted sex. She wanted to have sex with a dude, went to another state, left her kid for two kids at home. I think it was like a 10-year-old and a 5-year-old. The 10-year-old put the 5-year-old in the oven and killed him. Put it on and killed him. Those stories destroy me, man. It goes back to what I was telling you about a lot of people not qualified to be parents, man. Should not be having babies, man. You hear about parents who just straight up go psycho and beat up their kids, man. Little infants, head trauma, the shit out of them. Those stories break my heart, man, with young kids, man. It's fucking crazy, man. I don't know, man. I could go on and on about everything that's so fucked up in our country, man. And I would like to make that a topic for one night. It's a lot of things wrong with a lot of areas, and a lot of people are probably pissed off about a lot of things. It's just like, it wasn't like this when I was growing up, man. Young kids carrying guns the way they are now, shooting each other. The mob violence, the new sensation now is beatings. Another thing that pisses me the fuck off. I hate these cowards that run around now on their phones and film beatdowns, jump, people getting jumped. 15 dudes beating up one dude, 12 dudes beating up one dude, 7 dudes beating up one dude, running around yelling world star hip hop, world star, while the dudes are getting their heads stomped in. Or chicks are getting, whoever it is, getting stomped the fuck out. Just beating up innocent people. Trying to totally really hurt. You never see them one-on-one. You never see that shit. Yeah, let's do one-on-one. No, no, no. They only jump people in numbers. If you catch them one-on-ones, they're the biggest pussies in the world. All these people that film these videos and put them on YouTube, these stupid fights, you know, there's a lot of them that need to have the shit beat out of them, too. I think it should start to be a crime now. When you're filming some shit like that with the beating and kid people getting jumped, your punk ass should be thrown in jail for a while. Sitting at jail cell now, and you can play with your phone all you want, video all you want, now you're going to be here for a while. I hate cowards like that. They go on there and promote it. And it's crazy how violence and bad things are sensationalized in our country right now. The gangsters, the thugs, sensationalized in our country. That's the life. It's unbelievable, man. Killing each other for nothing, man. A lot of these young kids really don't know, man. They really don't know. You try and talk to them. I try and talk to a lot of young kids in my neighborhood. They don't. Some of them, they try and listen to you. But it's sad, man. A lot of these young kids I used to be cool with, they've gotten to a point now. You can't watch for that. They it's sad to see, man, that you're like, damn, this kid is gone, man. Like, tired, I don't want to hear it. Next time he's arrested, got killed. Shit happens a lot in my neighborhood, man. This little nigga, he got killed the other day. What? Yeah, man. Some niggas, they got to beef some dudes and they caught his little ass and what? Ah, boy. It just, like I said, there's so many things wrong with this. I feel like we're going downhill fast as a country. I think we're more divided than we've ever been. We got a big thing with this Muslim population, the Muslim people that needs to be addressed. I'm going to address that one night on my show. That's the one thing. Donald Trump is not wrong about that line, man. These Muslim people, they have a plan for total destruction, and we're a part of it. It's sad to say it, man. There's got to be an immediate change. You know, look what's happened in Europe. If you're going to do your homework, I'm going to do a big story one night, post up some videos in the group about this whole immigration thing, and look what's happened to Germany, France, England, Berlin, all these other states from Europe that have taken in over the last few of these immigrants and what they're doing, what they've done to that country. They are preaching to take over the world. People better start to wake up and realize that. The biggest bunch of bullshit that President Obama has allowed now is that you can't say anything bad about the Muslim people. can't speak the truth about them. You speak the truth about them, that you're a racist. There's a lot of them here. I watched some stories. I'll show you. I'll put up videos of a UCLA student, female. I forgot what, you know, specific country she was in, city country she was in here, but she was here arguing with a guy who was talking about what this guy called Ben Shapiro, who was doing a, I guess like a sermon at her school, talking about the Muslims and the terrorism. And she basically was trying to get at the guy for speaking the truth. She was upset about what he was saying about Muslims, and he asked her, she was like, she's here, a student, going to school. But he said, okay, do you support Hezbollah, ISIS, those kind of organizations? She didn't want to answer at first. She said, because she was scared of the government coming after her. Then she said, after a minute, she said, hell yeah, I do support when they kill people and kill America. They do that. And she's protected by certain rights in our school now, in our country. When she basically just said she supports the ISIS terrorists and Hezbollah, the terrorists that kill all the Jews, and she supports Sharia law, which is basically only Muslim people live. They take it over. They're killing everybody. They're killing whites, blacks, Spanish, whatever. It's like some Beansy Siegel shit they're on. It's either you get down or you lay down. Plan is to eventually take over the world, and they're doing it. They infiltrate little by little, use our laws to protect them. I don't understand how any Muslim dude can walk around the street and preach about killing America, killing anybody, and that's not freedom of speech to me, man. People like that should be locked up, and they're not even locked up. Throw the fuck out the country. Or maybe not, because they're trying to sneak back in. Those block them motherfuckers up for a long time. That shit would not be allowed. Seeing how their mosques are protected, but no white people, no, only their people can go in their mosques. They don't know no other religion, no other race in there. It's only them. I'm telling you, they've all got a plan. It's a big part of the plan that's happening. And it's starting to happen here in America. They better wake up fast, or it's going to be too fucking late, man. They've taken over England. Shit ain't England no more. That shit is the Muslims. They've done this shit out there. They got their own court system now. They don't live by the Britain English courts. They got their own shit. They got certain parts of them countries with the Muslims, and the police ain't even allowed to go in. That's unheard of to me. That shit would not be happening. My fucking military been in there, and they would have blew all them motherfuckers up. They are protected here. Obama has protected them here. Obama, I'm starting to believe fucking Obama wants them here. It's part of his plan. So mad that I voted for that dude, man. That dude has turned out, and maybe no different than all the presidents, such a fucking hypocritical, racist fuck who's divided our country. Him and his fake-ass wife, Michelle Obama. Another racist. Time for no fucking racist people. I don't care what color you are. You a racist? Fuck you. Go to hell, man. Well, you can't say that about the president. Very upset. I voted for that dude, man. Thought he was going to bring change. Thought he was going to bring us closer together. Done doing these racial incidents that happened. This dude is a fraud, man. This dude is a straight-up racist. So is that Eric Holder dude. Him and his buddy. Pathetic, man. Whole government, all the whole fucking government is corrupt. Not just the fucking president. The whole fucking setup. And that's why it's our fault, too. Because we've allowed them to separate us. Instead of joining forces to stop bullshit they're doing our country and take back our country. Gotta remember, the government was set up to serve the people, not to rob the people. Government ain't fucking helping nobody. I mean, hell, they're helping them with welfare and all that. Our world is fucked up right now, man. global warming. I don't even know what to think about that. Another thing, too. The first time I've experienced New York, it's like Christmas time, 70 fucking degrees. 2 weeks later, 2 feet of snow. Today, that is 68 degrees. This shit, that's never, was never possible back when I was a child. It was always very cold. I don't know if there, it seems like there's global warming. There's something going on. But it's just a change in the weather, whatever the fuck it is. I've never had no fucking Christmas anywhere near 70 degrees. Nowhere even 40 degrees. Sometimes I wonder if the world is just self-destructive. The world, like, how much more can abuse can this planet take? Sad, man. Really sad, man. I wish I had the power with a wand, swing it around, and have the capabilities of changing a lot of things in our world, man. I wish I had the president, you know, the chance to become president and have total power over everything. Like, I don't have to wait to vote in our Congress or nothing. I don't stand up for what's right or wrong. Idiots don't want to vote for it. Fuck them. Our schools are fucked up. Employment is fucked up. Money is fucked up. We got too many people living in this planet. We got too many people living in this country. That's the one thing I do agree with Donald Trump with, man. If you better wait, we have way too many illegal motherfuckers in here, man. It's time to get rid of them, dogs. No one's saying that, you know, we're racist. No, we're taking care of a situation that we have to in our company, man. You know, back in the days, everyone said, well, America's the place we have open arms for everybody. No, we don't. No, we don't. I don't got no open arms for fucking people who are trying to come in here and not be productive members of society and come here and be evil. Oh, fuck that. I ain't got no open arms to that bullshit. I'm sorry to say it, man. There would be a big wall around my country, too, if I was the president. Caught sneaking into my country, there are going to be some massive, and I mean massive, severe penalties. Massive. There's going to be no fucking misdemeanor, no jail 5 years. Massive. What needs to happen first is America needs to get rid of a lot of people and rebuild itself, man, with the people here. Start taking care of the Americans here. How does some fucking illegal immigrant get a job before a dude who's been a hard-working citizen his whole life, an American? But would you get a job? Now, no one's not saying that when you eventually build a country and get it back to where in a good place, you can't open the doors up for good, honest people that want to come here and live a good life. Hell yeah, I got no problem with that. We got some room for you to live. Are you coming here, you know, and they're going to understand too. You're coming here and you're going to learn English. You're going to have American traditions. You can have your own traditions. Will you live under our law? You're going to get a Social Security card. You're going to get fingerprinted, ID. And you're going to be treated like a civilian, not a slave. My solution. I don't care what race you are. We'll find out why you're coming here. What's your intentions of coming here? Ain't there no fucking lazy bum-ass dudes, these fucking terrorist motherfuckers coming up in here? Hell no. Cats ain't coming up in here, man. Everybody can't come. We don't have the room to support people. Oh, but we've always had immigrants. No, not like we do now. Not nowhere near the massive amount of numbers that are people that are sneaking in, are living in this country and sneaking in on a daily basis. I hate people who use that bullshit, man. No, look at them all. No, there's a major difference in the number from today than a fucking 70 years ago, 100 years ago. There's so many things wrong with this country, man. And it's like you pray for the young kids, like, damn, what's this country even going to be like 10 years from now, 20 years from now? What the fuck? Our schooling system. Everything is about money now. Nothing is about let's just do what's right. Let's also stand up for what's right along the line. Look at all the fucking money that's being wasted on all these candidates. Look at it. Look at the hundreds of millions of dollars that all of these motherfuckers are getting to keep their campaigns going from these people who are supporting them, these companies, these lobbyists. who buy off, trying to buy off officials like we've been doing our whole life. And the minute they get in office, you owe me something. I gave you $100 million. So now you're going to fill out some sort of laws for me that allows me to scam over on whatever it is I'm doing. That's going to provide me money. That's going to benefit me. That's the one thing I like about Donald Trump. He doesn't, no one ain't buying him off. He don't owe nobody shit. I hope he does win, sweetie. And I hope he does go in there and he gets rid of all these fucking pieces of shit. Tell all these motherfuckers you're fired. All these people that have been robbing and corrupting our country for years and fucking it up. Your motherfuckers is out of here. Ain't no more of this getting over shit going on. That's why they're all fearful of Donald Trump. Because all the shit that they got going on right now is going to end. It's like being a drug dealer and being told, you know, you're making millions on a block. So I say, hell, in about 8 months, your reign is coming to an end. What? Yes, my brother, in 8 months, things are changing, and your shit has ended. You can't do this no more. They're fearful of it. Because everybody's getting money. Corruption. That's why they don't want Donald Trump in there. We can't have that dude in here. I don't support none of these candidates. I think that the fact that these are the, like, as America, I look at it and say, wow, are you trying to tell me in our country these are 10, 13 most qualified people to be president of our country? Really? Really? That's scary, man. Hillary Clinton should probably be in jail already. I don't understand that. That's nothing I want to say. General Petraeus went to jail for the same thing she did. She's still walking around running for president. If what happened in Benghazi and the facts that have come out is actually true, she should be in jail for murder. That's murder to me. You got them soldiers murdered. You and Donald and Obama should be in handcuffs. And especially you. It's amazing. Hillary Clinton, people voting for her. I mean, everybody has the right to vote for what they want to. It's just unbelievable. When I looked at them all, I said, wow, they're all fucking idiots. Ben Carson, guy might be a great surgeon. Might do wonderful things for people and kids. Might be a really nice dude. He ain't qualified to be no fucking president. Like, really? Jeb Bush, another waste. What disturbs me is the amount of money that's wasted, that people will donate to a campaign. It's crazy, like you said, these companies, they'll give a guy like Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, $100 million, $50 million to win the election, to just for their campaign money, spending money, to keep their campaign going alive. They'll donate to that, but they won't donate to no fucking charities for kids or do something in the neighborhood, buy a school. With that kind of money, you could buy a fucking school, man. You could have fed how many schools you could have built. If you take all of the candidates they've given Hillary Clinton, and he sent all the money for you to give to him. Why the fuck these people need all this money, man? All that money, man, it's just a waste for idiots who don't really care about us country. Don't really care at all. It ain't going to be no different with any of these other presidents. I don't even think, know if Donald Trump could get it done. This country's so fucked up. And I've just looked at it with, just from a reasonable standpoint, and just give it try and give an obvious, you know, who I think Donald Trump has a lot of good ideas. I think Donald Trump says a lot of shit that people don't want to hear. Oh, he hates women. That's another shit I laugh at. Donald Trump hates women. How do you got that? Where's that information factual? Well, he dissed this chick. Okay, she dissed him. Okay, yeah. Well, let's tell you, I come from a society too, and if you're a woman and you're brash enough to run off your mouth and make comments, disrespectful comments, insulting Donald Trump, what, he can't say nothing bad about you because you're a woman? That makes him a chauvinist, but it don't make you? That Caroline Fina, whatever her name is, dumb bitch, always getting at Donald Trump when he said something back at her, responded back, oh, he's a chauvinist, he hates women, he's mean. Oh, he's not, he's real. I believe in that. I believe in having respect for females. But I believe in having respect for respectful females. If a female wants to act like a man and try and get physical, all female, wants to run off her mouth, then you can retaliate to that. Fuck that, man. Some of these chicks, I'm sorry to say these days, some instances, not all, there's some that need to get fucked up. Fuck all that bullshit about being a chick. I'll fuck you up. Some of these instances, some of these chicks, you want to act like a man, that's the way I believe that you can get treated like one. A lot of shit fucked up, man. I ran off in so many fucking places, man. It's unbelievable, man. The election is driving people crazy because as it gets closer down to the election, the real election, it's crazy how people, you know, on social media, there's certain topics that really stir the pot. Politics, religion, racism. People take it to the extra level. It's crazy. They really do. People go berserk. They disagree with some, you know, some. There are people who know how to agree and disagree. There's a lot of people, man, just for some weird reason, man, those three categories, racism, religion, and politics, seem to put it over the edge with some people, man. I don't give a fuck about none of these candidates, man. The bottom line is they ain't none of them ain't doing shit for me, man. I'm doing it for myself. Ain't dependent on nobody. Myself. I ain't voting for nobody. But the person I would like to vote, I think, is the only one out of all them there, just because that's the group that it is. You couldn't find no one better than Donald Trump? Really? You know what? Told people in the summer in my park, people laughed at me. He's Donald Trump, Mike, has a chance to be president of the United States to the world, America. Oh, you bugging. He'll be gone in a week, G. You bugging. He's a racist. He's like, no, he's not, man. Just like the media, too, only plays certain clips of Donald Trump's, you know, cuts. They play it so it fits their narrative. Oh, he's a woman hater. He's this, he's that. Donald Trump got cats shook. That motherfucker's nervous. Ted Cruz is a lying, fraudulent piece of shit. The fact that people are giving him money for candidacy, those people are idiots. Same thing with Rubio. Same thing with Hillary Clinton. Same thing with Jeb Bush. If you're donating to their campaigns, you're a fucking idiot. You're wasting your money, man. You could be giving that money to benefit our country. Building more rec centers. They could have had all that money, made hundreds of millions. You know how many rec centers and places I could have built for kids, man, whatever it was, music, dance schools, karate, basketball, school. You know what good you could have done with that money, real good with it, instead of giving it to these fucking losers who are trying to get in office just to rob you, who tell lies to you during their campaign. It's all lies. Ted Cruz doesn't know the truth if it hit him in the fucking face. Rubio's an ass. Ben Carson's a nice guy, but he's just not qualified to be president. He's not. And what's scary, too, is I even laughed at seen a cut by Ted Cruz's wife. She's been interviewed, and you know, by the reporter, and the reporter asked her, what makes your husband cut out to be president? She said, well, here's a perfect example. The other day, I was in a rush. I had to go catch a flight. I was in the bathroom. I was running late. When I came out the bathroom unexpectedly, my husband had my suitcase placed for me. So I could just grab it, and I ran out the door, and I was able to catch my flight. He's considerate. And that act alone right there proved to me right there that he should be president of the United States of America. Someone should have smacked her dead in the face. Homie the Clown should have been standing behind her and hit her twice with that sock and said, are you fucking stupid, bitch? Really? So now your husband deserves to be president of the United States because he made you a suitcase, which I really doubt, because when it comes to you women pack your own suitcase because y'all know what specific shit y'all need, lipstick, panties, certain things that I mean, that, you know, you're not having your man pack your shit. He might help you, but you're not having your man. You're packing that shit up. You're sealing it. You're closing it, knowing that you got everything you need in that fucking suitcase. That's how your chicks are. So right then and there, I knew she fucking lied, too. She made up a bullshit, fake-ass story about her husband packing a fucking suitcase. What a dumb bitch. It's fucking pathetic. We're all in a lot of trouble. We're in a lot of fucking trouble, man. For real, we're in a lot of fucking trouble in this country. Thing is wrong. You just, I guess, man, the best thing sometimes to do, man, is to survive. Make your life the best it is. Appreciate the people that you got in your life. And just try and make the best of it and hope you don't get caught in all this madness that's going on, man. Glad I don't live in that kind of world with so much hatred. Glad I got a lot of good friends that I have, man, love. We don't fuck all that color bullshit, religion bullshit. Who you voting for, you like, your family, yo. People got to learn to get along, man. People got to learn to start taking accountability for their own actions, man. People got to start stepping up to the plate, swinging the bat, start doing things with their lives, man. And stop being lazy, man. Stop blaming other people for your faults. Stop blaming other people for your laziness. We're going to get to, I tell you, we're going to get to a whole night one night, man, about all this shit, like deep. Get a lot of my callers to call in, and I'm going to get some crazy deep. But this shit is, it's, I like to hear people's input on that. So, definitely looking forward to doing that, man. Excuse me. Take a little quick sip of some soda. Out this little drive, let it off my big mouth for a while. And then the show in a couple of minutes. I'm going to go eat some food, take care of some things. But, our world is nuts. We got so many things, man, that we could talk about. And I like to talk about whatever the hell it is. There's so many crazy things that mind boggle us. Just make you shake your head. And it's crazy, man. It's unbelievable. And whatever it is that needs to be discussed, man, I'm open to doing it, like I said. I'm really open to doing it, man. So, a lot of things we're going to talk, because conversation is good. I know sometimes people don't know how to hold proper conversation. I believe is good, man. Conversation should be looked at as a good thing. A lot of times we should be able to agree to disagree with each other on topics, but at least hear each other out. And not hold no personal grudge afterwards, you know what I mean? I know that never works, but I like talking with people, man. I like sharing thoughts. I like hearing how even, you know, I might be wrong about something. You can enlighten me to something I might not be up on. So, a lot of crazy stuff, man. Maybe I should stop watching the news sometimes. See, I'm a dude who cares about my country. I'm not just a sports dude, man. Read the news. I've been working with kids for my foundation with my man Dexter Gardner for the past 10 years, trying to send kids to college, trying to get kids out of here, trying to keep kids off the street and do something productive with their life. You know, and thank God, you know, I've been fortunate enough to help some people, some kids, you know, you give them all the necessary equipment that they need, and they just, they're still going to go out, man, and make decisions on their own, man. Like I said, man, it's, especially the last 10 years, we've been blessed and had an opportunity to help out some people, and every year we've been able to help, you know, more and more, especially the young kids. We try and reach out to the young ones before they get brainwashed. Once most of these kids sometimes get brainwashed, it's hard to get them back, man. It is, man. I've seen this happen, but it's fucking hard, man. When they reach a point sometimes, it just, there's no bringing them back. You're like, damn, yo. Sad, man. Killings every day. Neighborhood people killing each other. And sometimes you read a story and you're like, they kill each other over nothing, man. The shit people kill each other over is, the things people do, man, it's just the things that happen in the world. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. I've said crazy about 700 times tonight. It's crazy, man. There's so many things I could talk about, so many directions, because usually one thing leads to another. One thing has something to do with another thing that's wrong in our country. It's like a trickle-down effect. It's like water. It's once it gets up, it's always got to have somewhere to go. Always. It found its way. Music, another thing that's not the same. man. I got to get into that. I miss, they don't play good music no more, man. They don't have no more good artists, no more groups, music group, no more rap stars. These majority of musicians now, especially in hip-hop, rap. I grew up on, you know, I grew up on rap. Shit is a joke. I don't even know how some of these dudes are even allowed to be rappers, man. I don't understand none of the music these kids is making these days. I think it's horrible. It's pathetic. I do not understand the Drake sensation. The other dudes, I think that dude is horrible. I think he's pathetic. He wouldn't even be around 10 years. 10 years ago, he wouldn't even be able to see. He wouldn't never survive, dog. He wouldn't have been heard of. With all the great people that were out then, his music, please, Drake. Shows you how sad shit is and how sad it's been. Drake, really, Drake. But you know what? Can't knock the dude. Just because I don't like him, I mean, he's got money, man. He's found people who like him, so that's the bottom line. Drake don't give a fuck about what I'm saying. He's paid. Oh, boy. News. See, it's time to get some dinner. Time to end this shit. Do a show tomorrow. I got to find a topic. I'm going to get into a lot of shit tomorrow. About the systematic failure and why the fuck our government wants to keep us apart. They want to keep all of us separated. They want to keep all of us fighting each other, hating each other, spending time on that. They want to mislead you and brainwash you with false information. So, it's really sad, man. And hopefully I'm going to try and bring on a few people with me. Maybe have like a round table discussion. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'll let everybody know. The next Knicks game, let me find this out, man. Let me try and find this out. The last Knicks game. When is the next Knicks game? Next Knicks game, gotta be Friday. Let me see. Friday. Knicks. Wow, Golden State 120, 135 at the half. That shit is crazy, yo. Holy shit, 135 at the half. Damn. The Warriors, boy, they crazy. You speak about it last night, man. They got 70 points at the half. Them in Houston. I'm going to watch the second half of that, man. That's what I'm going to do. Watch the second half of that. High score and Steph Curry. Crazy shit. Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Iguodala, Harrison Barnes. The fact that nobody called me up tonight, it's all good. I still ran my mouth off. Boring as hell. I don't think there's a lot of people listening tonight. But hopefully one day I'll get to a point where I got my phone line so full that I won't have enough time to get to everybody. I said I'm going to try and make my group bigger and bigger. I want all my motherfucking fans to call up when I, you know, not even call up, write in the group, write down ideas, topics that you want to discuss, talk about. These are things I'm going to discuss with people, man. So I don't know what else to say, man. It's time for me to boogie. So I'll let all of you go. I'll just say, I hope all of you enjoy your day tomorrow. Hopefully if you got the time tomorrow night, the Knicks ain't playing tomorrow night. So I won't, but I'll be doing a show tomorrow night about other shit. So I appreciate all of y'all that didn't call. I appreciate all the people who are not listening. Probably nobody called. Nobody's listening. I just spent an hour and a half running off my mouth about bullshit. It's all good. Since the next post-game radio show is now officially over. Enjoy your night, man. It's over. Let's play a little music, man. What is it? Oh, Lord. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. People are happy it's over. There you go. They said, shut the fuck up, George. Take your boring ass off the air, man. So that's what I'm going to do, man. Peace. Post-game radio show over.